T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 306. Shout out. My mom was at the doctor the other day, and the doctor noticed her emergency contact was me. And he's like, "The guy from KMOX?" And she's like, "Yeah." He's like, "You're Dave's mom?" And she's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Oh my God, listen to the show all the time." So Dr. Craig Harms is your doctor.
I bet she was so happy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's probably naked. It's probably weird.
Oh, my God.
I went a step too far.
Here's my live endorsement for Craig. My mom's still alive. So that's pretty amazing.
He's a great doctor.
Well done, Dr. Harms. She was so cute, though. Phoebe and I were over there. And I mean, my mom, we're like the only people she sees. So she talks a mile a minute, which is great. That's why we're there. And she was talking about her doctor's visit. And she said, "I think he had a new nurse because she really had a hard time taking my blood." And she even said to me, "I only got about a teaspoon. I hope that's enough." First of all, a teaspoon of blood's like, bleh.
Yeah, why is that so upsetting?
It is. It's so upsetting. But I'm just like, maybe that's all you got. Like, there's only like a tea tumbler of blood in her. Hi, Mom. Love you. I'm so ridiculously into this show Alone on the History Channel. You ever heard of it?
No.
They just put it on Netflix.
Yeah.
A bunch of seasons.
That's where I watch it.
Am I going to like this or not?
Oh, I can't. I don't know you well enough yet. I don't know. So they take 10 people and they put them like on Vancouver Island or Alaska, and you're just literally alone. And
I'm in.
They put them on Alaska.
Yeah, because I love Survivor.
Okay.
So it's kind of the same thing.
Okay, there you go.
This is like a way more legit version of this.
And do they vote people off or
no?
It's just if you survive.
It's like if you're the last guy,
yeah,
you win.
I would like that.
And this year it's $1 million. And typically the winner stays about 70 days, which is a long time.
So there is no time limit. It's just when the last person's there.
And you have a sat phone. You can tap out anytime you want. My favorite was this black dude. And here's one of my points. There's never been bigger smack talk than on this show. Like, they like follow you as you're getting ready for it and you're leaving your family, and every one of them are like, "Oh God, I basically live outside anyway, and I killed a bear with my tongue." And this black dude, all of his family's like, "Those bears better watch out for you." He's like, "You better believe it." He was like an Army Ranger or something. He tapped out before lunch on the first day. Yes. He didn't even have lunch. Like, he just got there he saw bear poop and he goes, "I'm out." And he called them. They're like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm out."
Wait,
that's my favorite.
They're not naked, are they, on this?
That's naked and afraid.
Well, I'm just making sure.
That's naked and afraid.
All right. How long could you last?
I mean, I don't think I could last very long because I don't have any skills.
Like a day? Two hours?
No, I think I could probably last, barring incident, you know, because like, you know, a lot of them get hurt.
Which is very vague.
No, like
barring
a lot of them,
incident.
People get hurt. People
get in the bathroom.
One guy who is really legit ate a squirrel, cooked it, but it.
And that was before the show started.
He got super sick.
Oh, no.
And
so what do they do if someone's dying? Do they have people like close by that will come administer aid?
They do. They do.
So do they have camera people out with them or are they filming on GoPros?
They do it themselves.
Oh, they film it themselves too.
Yeah. So it's really, it seems pretty legit.
I could probably do it at night.
Because you'd get lonely or scared or hungry or what?
I just would be like, I need a bathroom and food and bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be
so
like, I'm out.
Is it, okay, if you're the last person standing, do they come tell you and say, like, "Hey, that other guy just tapped out"?
Yes.
Okay.
So you don't have to wait till you actually give up and then find out you're the last person.
But it's
that
kind
sounds
of a,
good.
mind screwing because let's say it's been long enough, you think you should win, but they're not showing up. So you know there's at least one other person out there.
They're male and female?
Yes.
Has that female ever won?
I don't know. I'm not that into the show. well, I mean, I haven't watched every season.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm really enjoying so you guys laughing at me, though.
It's not like
this
one
is fun.
Per episode. It's a whole season long of Alone.
Yes.
Okay. I always thought that it was like everyone gets one episode.
No. No, they cover pretty much everyone, every episode.
Well, now it sounds pretty good. Might have to check it out.
Yeah, I'll totally watch that.
But it made me think, like last night, a guy killed a muskox. It was amazing.
A what?
A giant ox.
Oh, I thought you said a muskox. And I
did.
Like,
they're called muskox. Mike, help me out, brother.
But then the second time you said ox.
Because you said muskox, and I wanted to make it simple for you, because we only go until 6 p.m. So I said ox. And you're like, you said muskox.
So how did he kill it?
He shot it with an arrow from pretty far away.
Did he craft the arrow himself?
He's getting so aggravated by us.
I'm trying to learn.
I know you brought it up. What are we supposed to not ask you questions
about? So you can bring one thing from home?
Rachel, I'm going to tell you about a TV show, but don't ask me any questions about it.
You can bring many things.
Oh, can you bring a tent? I'm not trying to antagonize
She's
you.
Every
seriously asking.
Woman out there is like, just answer their questions.
Right.
And every guy's like, oh, shut up, for the love of God. Yes, you can bring some type of thing, but they build their own homes. And in the first season, they would just like put mud on a tarp.
Yeah.
Now they're building like homes. They're building like beautiful fireplaces and stuff.
So, okay. I always thought that it was like you're on the run and you have to build a new shelter every night. But
stay there the whole time.
You know, I think I might do okay with this.
Do you?
Can I ask another question?
I could do like a week.
Not about the muskox.
All right, I'm not.
All right.
Are they all in the same area or do they have to live in their own space?
In their own space.
Okay.
You're like 5 miles apart.
If it was alone, just like living in a tiny house, I could do like 5 years. But
yeah, people
the
do
survival
their whole lives.
I know.
Okay. We have to get past this. We're still working it out. Let me tell you one more thing about the muskox.
Everything I say is stupid.
He shot it with an arrow, but it was still doing this, like, ooh, I've been shot with an arrow. It did that for like 5 hours, and then he ran over and he shoved it down, and it fell down, and it got back up. He's like, WTF. So then he pulled out a buck knife, and he just kept running by it. You see it on the GoPro. He runs by and just goes, and he just stabs it to death. It's nuts.
Man. And then did he eat it? What?
You're being serious.
Yeah.
Why do you think he killed a muskox?
I don't know.
Just he was bored.
Scaring him?
Of course he ate it. Yes.
See that? Okay. This is where that sounds mean to me. And I know that he's just hunting to survive, but he could also go home and, you know, get something from Schnucks. Like that muskox did not have to die. You just murdered it, you know? He's just minding his own business.
Anderson, you're really just going to leave me hanging.
Well, I'm doing some research in here.
Okay. What are you finding?
Well, the musk ox got its name from its
smell.
Terrible odor,
yes.
Which it uses to attract female companions.
Yeah, there you go.
But
sounds delicious.
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking.
You've
had some musk dates, haven't you there, Trish?
If it smells
last night.
If it smells so bad that it gets its name from that, it might be a tough thing to chew on for a while.
Yeah, that could be. He killed it 2 miles from his spot. So it was pretty amazing. He had to butcher it and keep, you know, hope bears don't come and get it. And then he's already really bonking because he has no calories.
Mm.
Then he had to carry a whole like 800 pounds of meat back to his place.
Mm. And then you have to figure out a way to preserve it.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Or eat it really quick.
Right. 800 pounds in 2 days. It's a good show, though.
Have any of the Alone contestants ever come across each other?
No, you're not allowed to do that.
Okay.
And I don't think anyone's...
No one's close enough for that to happen.
Okay. You can't, like, smell their fire or hear them or, hey, how you doing?
Well, we know you're smelling their fire. You are...
You stop that.
You're out of the game.
It made me think, though. I only have food in two places, I guess like most people, fridge, pantry. Mm-hmm. And obviously everyone has different amounts of food. But how many days, if you were just cut off and you rationed yourself, do you think you could live on what you have?
Since if I was at my house, probably like 3 days. Since I'm at my parents, probably like a month or two.
I could probably go like 2 weeks, but it would not be fun. I don't have very much pantry space. I actually just use a tiny cabinet as my pantry because I live in an apartment and it just doesn't have a great storage situation. And all the time I get frustrated because I can't fit anything else in there. And I look through it. I'm like, this is all crap. I'm not going to ever eat any of this. But then you also don't want to waste food. So it's just up there for years.
I forgot to tell you, this season, whoever wins gets a legit $1 million.
Yeah. Oh, you told us.
Yeah, you saw.
I mean, that's a difference maker. Like, we're always talking about eating a pickle with hair on it. I mean, if you're...
What was the prize in the past?
I think like 500.
Mm. Still.
And this year, they said that you have to stay 100 days to even qualify.
Oh, okay. So there is a time limit.
Yeah, which they've never done before. So typically you go 75, 80 days and you win.
Wow,
they have to say.
So what if everybody jumps out before 100?
Then
nobody gets
it?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, you've sold me. I think I'm going to check it out.
I am too.
Watch this season, though. The past seasons I can't vouch for. This season's pretty good.
Okay.
I'm going to watch it just to see the muskox.
And it's interesting, too, because you're alone and it's almost like Wilson, the volleyball, and you have to talk to the camera, so they get real weird. Like, and plus,
especially with no food or sleep, probably.
This is interesting. It's kind of sick. But you watch them waste away. Like, they all try to gain as much weight as they can before they come. But a couple of the guys this season are pretty, you know, skinny to start with. And they are just...
skin and bones.
Skin and bones.
Yeah.
One guy, a couple of seasons ago, was smoking his fish so that he could store it. And he had, like, I don't know, 50 pounds of fish. But he wouldn't eat it. And he got so thin that I guess they can monitor your cameras. They came and made him leave.
Really?
And he was bawling. He's like, no, I have all this food. They're like, yeah, dude, but.
Why wouldn't he eat it?
He just wouldn't do it. He just got in his head. And
like,
he was like terribly, terribly emaciated. And he had all that food sitting there. Can you imagine?
No. I hate television producers, though, because they put them in this situation. You know that he's trying to win this money, and that's why he's got himself all psychologically twisted up and he won't touch the food. And then you're like, yeah, so we don't get sued. We are going to have to kick you off of the show. Yeah,
it was very, he bawled like a baby.
Sorry you blew up your entire life to be here, but we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Yeah.
Because you're starting to make us look bad.
Tell you one thing. No one with a baby is ever going to win. Because that's always, you're already hungry, and now it's snowing, and a moose, you know, bit you. And then you're like, you start
thinking
about
your child.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Stupid baby.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to watch that.
Yeah. We're not even doing a show.
Yeah.
Just we're just saying
oh,
words.
Oh, are these microphones
we're
on?
We're just saying words. Yeah. My baby. Tell you guys about affordable kitchens and baths.
The muskox is my baby now.
Did everybody
I have
know,
no children but you.
Did you know what a muskox was?
I knew
Don't
it
lie.
Was an ox.
Okay. So I'm not that bad.
That just happened. Did you know what a muskox was? Pause, pause, pause. I knew it was an ox. Welcome back, guys. DGS 323. I'm laughing at myself because the whole last segment, I was getting frustrated with the girls because muskox, and I'm such a hypocrite as usual because the segment before that on the break, I said something 20 times dumber than anything you guys said. Every now and then someone will make iced tea out there, and I told Rach, I'm like, hey, someone made iced tea. You want some iced tea? She's like, nah, I'm good with my water. She goes, you know what I've been drinking at night is iced, like, herbal tea. And I go, yeah, I just don't like the iced stuff. And she goes, you're going to get iced tea. And I immediately knew how dumb what I just said was.
Shut up. And then walked out.
It's all true.
I don't like the iced stuff, but I'll drink iced tea.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like the iced stuff.
I'm going to remember that and write it down next time we say something dumb.
Have you guys, I love this. There's a petition nationally to get Jeff Bezos, because he's so rich, he's going to space and he can do anything he wants, to buy the Mona Lisa and eat it.
Yeah, I saw that.
It makes me laugh. It's just dumb.
Eat the Mona Lisa.
Yes.
How many signatures?
I don't know.
I bet it's
I'd
a
sign
lot.
It.
I bet it's so many, because people will do anything.
Look, if I were the richest man in the world, I might do that.
Like, you just want to make everyone angry?
Yeah, just like, guess what? I bought the Mona Lisa.
I'm going to buy the Sistine Chapel and burn it down.
You absolutely could do that stuff. Anything you wanted to.
I could see you doing something like that.
I was watching local news. Local news cracks me up. And they did some dumb story. And like, you know, hey, we have a chef. And they're preparing something. And they're remote. So the girl's not standing there. I would have understood more if she's in the kitchen. But she's remote. And she's like, oh, what's the garnish? And the chef goes, oh, those are black beans. And she goes, beans. And I wrote it down. I was just like, that's so awesome.
Beans. We've all had those before.
Oh, boy, howdy. Also, speaking to Bezos, Nick was mad over the weekend. We had dinner last night. When the tax stuff came out, it came out that Jeff Bezos took his $4,000 child tax credit.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
Which, like, on one side, he's obviously paying tax preparers. They're not doing their job if they don't take everything. On the other side, like, okay.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. He needs to start paying something.
Oh. Did you see laughing.
Somebody won the bid to go up into space with him and his brother.
Do we know who?
No, it's anonymous, but they paid $28
million. Wow.
$28 million.
Isn't it like an 11-minute flight?
Yeah.
See, I thought that Bezos was going to be spending some real time up in space.
I did too.
And that's why I felt good about it. I was like, oh, he's showing us that it's safe. But so he'll just, I mean, I'll go up for 11 minutes.
Yeah, he'll just technically get out of the atmosphere.
Yeah.
It still scares me. It's like you're almost, I just have that thought that you could be paying to not be here
to die. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to, it's 11 minutes. You have to be able to climb 7 flights of stairs in less than 90 seconds.
Whoa.
And sit strapped in the vehicle for as long as 90 minutes without having access to a bathroom.
7 flights of stairs in 90 seconds?
Yeah, you could do it. Easy. Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to run.
Yeah.
So maybe they should say run up 7 instead of just like, oh, you just have to be able to scale it. Like, well, yeah, lots of people can do that, but I don't know.
90 seconds. And you have to withstand gravitational forces of as much as 5.5 times the person's normal weight during descent.
That's a lot.
And 3 times the weight for as long as 2 minutes when they're going up. I could not do that. Is that's the G-force? Yeah. G-force? Yeah. Because I did that. Shut up.
She just did the most adorable thing with her fingers. That's the G-force.
Like, quote unquote. You know, every year when the Blue Angels would be out and they'd ask media people to do it. I did that.
Did you do
it?
Oh,
you did?
Yes.
Oh, I've always wanted to do that.
It was like there was the biggest TV in the world sitting on my shoulders. I thought I was going to be sick.
Did
the guy wanted to do tricks, and I was like, I got to go back down.
Oh, man.
And I'm pretty adventurous. I'm not like a wuss when it comes to stuff like that, and it was too much for me.
I've always wanted to do that. Man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Cards host the Marlins for a 3-game series at Busch Stadium. Game 1 tonight. And you can hear it here. Ammon Pregame Show 620. First pitch 7:15. On your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals. KMOX.
Thank you.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 335. So my worlds collide, music, paranormal. Our buddy Jake Elking from El Monstero joins us. He had a segment on, I believe, Strange Evidence. Hello, Jake. How are you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. How you doing, Dave?
Good, man. So let's talk El Monstero real quick. So July 24th, correct, is the next show?
Yeah. So we're playing at, I guess, Riverport, July 24th. I think we will be having a regular show this time. None of those drive-in type things. It's gonna be a blast. It's gonna be awesome.
That's awesome, Jake. I've never been to the outdoor show, I'm embarrassed. I need to go. I'll go this time, but I've never been to one of those outdoor shows. Okay, so tell us the whole story. Just Trish was telling me about it. I got the gist of it, but tell people what happened and being on the show.
Okay, so I guess back when we were a couple months into this whole pandemic thing. I had had a package I needed to get picked up by UPS. And so what it was just a couple of SD cards that I had bought that I just needed to return to Amazon. So I put them in the package, threw them out on the porch, and arranged a UPS pickup. And they were supposed to come. They didn't come. A couple of days went by. So I started just kind of checking. We had one of those doorbell cameras on the front. Mm-hmm. And so I started checking that in the morning when I would start working just to see if the package had ever been picked up. And on that particular morning, I checked it, and I saw that the package was kind of laying in the bushes. So I assumed it just kind of the wind just kind of blew it into there. And so I just did a little rewind on the camera feed. And when I was rewinding it, it was like spinning and doing all these weird things back and forth. So I created a little time lapse and kind of played it back and saw that it was just like spinning around back and forth. It was really strange. And so when I went out to go get the package to see what was going on, it was probably a couple hours after it had actually stopped moving. But when I picked it up, there was like three ants under it. So I was assuming that ants were trying to run off with it and they failed. So,
and so then did you reach out and you contacted the show?
No. So what happened was I did the little time-lapse video. And I just put it up on Reddit. I thought I'd give a few people some laughs. And it just blew up on Reddit. A couple of the subreddits on there, it started it essentially went viral. And so I started getting contacted by different, like, licensing companies and stuff like that to kind of license the video, sell it to people. And so there was one I had actually heard of. So I just kind of went with them, made a deal with them to give me 50% of the profits because I was going to actually – take the time to try to sell this video to all the news sources out there. It was just a waste of time. And so they did all that work for me, sold it to a couple people, a couple different places. And then I'd say probably about a month later, I got an email from the TV show Strange Evidence saying that they had found the video through the licensing company and they wanted to, use it in one of their segments on one of their episodes. And I thought it was kind of strange because it wasn't really like one of those like puzzling, crazy paranormal type things.
Yeah.
But, I was game. I love those types of shows. So I thought it'd be great to be featured on one of them. So I said, yeah, let's do it.
That's awesome. That's great.
Well,
I
saw it and he said, when he put it on Facebook, Jake said, being an eyewitness on a paranormal TV show, like Dream Come True or something. And I'm like, oh my God, Dave and Rachel are going to love this. And I sat through this very dramatic 7 minutes of them interviewing like science journalists and biologists. And Jake even was on the show. And then it was ants.
That's pretty cool.
I mean,
though,
they really made it very dramatic.
Did they say how many ants it would take to move that thing?
No, they really had no idea. It was a, I would say in the end it was probably 30, 40 ants, I guess. It, the package really wasn't that heavy. It was like an envelope just with a little SD card in it.
Wonder what the ants wanted with it.
Yeah, that was the weird thing.
We've been looking for an SD card. This is perfect.
The worm has turned.
Yeah, but the cool thing is, like, if anybody has any doorbell cam footage of weird things happening, that show is all about door cam footage. Like, it's like the perfect show for
Jake,
that.
You certainly don't have to give me a number, but is it pretty good money when you sell things like that to a licensing company? I have no idea.
It's not too bad. I guess it depends on the demand. So, like, that one, it wasn't that popular, but popular enough to get a deal. But I'd say like something like that. I mean, you split 50-50 with the licensing company.
Yeah.
And since then, it's been about out for about a year. I've made maybe a couple hundred bucks off it. Oh, so, nice. So, but I mean, some of those, yeah, those ones, they blow up like crazy. You hear people making tens of thousands of dollars.
Right.
And, you know, I was hoping that was going to happen. But,
sure.
Nope, still got to work. So.
You're out there talking to the ants like, come on, I'll cut you in.
Do it again.
It's just a bowling ball. All right, Jake, hopefully we'll see you out at, I still call it Riverport 2, on July 24th with the rest of the guys. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
You can always get El Monstero tickets through Ticketmaster. That's where our friend Julie Lally always tells us to go. So.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool. I love those shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all door cam footage. And I mean, I'm sure people send stuff in all the time. So
there's a show called Paranormal Caught on Tape that Nick would get so mad when he was living with me like a year ago because I would watch these stupid shows. And he's like, Dad, you're such a smart guy. They're obviously faking. And this show in particular, it's like a chair raises up and goes. It's not even close. It's not even like, I think I saw that move.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, bears are flying around. And
see, you know what I don't like about shows like that is how repetitive they are or how long they will build up a very small deal. Like, and I promise after this next break,
it's going to be like this thing.
Like when you did Exorcist Live, they re-aired that on Destination America a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. And I tried to sit through it to get to your thing like so many times. And I would like always miss it. Like, I don't know if they did a re-edit or whatever, but I'm like, how long can you talk outside of the front of the house? Just show Glover.
Oh, Trish, do you know the show we're talking about?
No.
Okay, so.
I need a paranormal starter kit from you guys.
I did. We did the Exorcist show in 2008. And then in 2014, they did a live show from the house. Exorcism Live.
Yeah, the Exorcist house is here in St. Louis.
And is this on TV?
People who don't know.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It was on Destination America, Discovery, something. Anyway. So I was the backyard host. The front yard host looked like Ryan Reynolds, less handsome guy, brother. And then I was the backyard host. And because of my experience there. And so we rehearsed for 3 days, which I didn't know you had to rehearse a live show, but we did. And there was one part where I would come around to the front and I'd tell my story about being there. And then Ryan Reynolds would fist bump me and I'd walk off. So on the night that we do it, and I just got back from Florida, I look like a coffee bean. I'm so tan.
I have footage over here.
I'm so tan and my head is so shiny. They're like, get a towel for Glover!
And this is really live.
It's really live.
Okay.
And in the show, I tell my story, I tell it really well. He fist bumps me, and I start to walk off, and I thought they're telling me to stay. So I step out of the frame, and then I step back in, and then they're like, get out, and I step back out, and they're like, no! And I step back in. It's like hilarious. It's like the Pee Wee Herman thing, yeah.
I gotta see it. Do you have that part?
Because here's the handsome guy, and he's like, so when we come back, the little boy, the haunted boy, and I'm like, hey.
Here he is, the haunted boy.
Hey, I don't know where to go.
Oh, my God.
Like, get to the backyard, troll.
We need that footage. How do you not have that?
Pretty funny.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
At one point, Tony tells a great story. At one point, they're like, where's Tony? Because he was there the whole time with me, and he's like,
they need me.
They're like, Tony Colombo. And he's like, me? They're like, yes, get Glover a towel. Look at his head.
Yeah, they thought he was like his like, personal
my
assistant.
Personal attaché or
like
something.
Like he was going to get called in. Is that what he thought? Like they were going to ask
yes,
him.
Yes.
We need a side yard host, and it's you.
Get to the bedroom. Ryan Reynolds had a heart attack. Welcome back, guys. DGS 350. Ladies just had a knockdown drag out over who's going to tell me about Jeffrey Toobin.
Well, I don't want to say that word.
But it's in a reporting. It's in a reporting
context.
It's just
so uncomfortable. Like, just watching that whole thing, and I can't remember the woman who interviewed him, her name, but she had to say, so you're back and you took a leave of absence, Jeffrey Toobin, because you were Emming on a Zoom.
That just happened.
I don't want to say it. It was awkward to watch, and I don't want to say it.
Okay.
So, and he's like, yeah, I was. And she's like,
guilty as charged.
Yeah. And then he went into this I'm trying to better myself. I'm seeing a therapist. I'm working at a food bank. And I was like,
working at a food bank?
Right. Like, what does
Just don't give him a break. You know what I'm saying?
Truthfully, it's not like he...
Don't let him around the hot dogs.
I mean, what he did was completely weird, but did he do a crime against humanity where he needs to be a better person? That's what I was getting.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
What does,
great question.
For me, it all comes down to, did he know? And we're never going to know. But
he says no.
If he didn't know, I don't think he needs therapy.
Volunteer at a food bank, which is nice you're doing, but...
Yeah. He just made a really, really stupid, avoidable mistake.
Right.
What are you going to say in therapy?
Or, like...
How many sessions do you need
until the
therapist goes, okay, I think you're not going to do it again?
I see the therapy thing way more than I see volunteering at a food bank, although I think he should. That's great. Do it. But therapy, it could be about, why do you have to do it right then?
Yeah.
Why can't you wait till you go home?
Why are you abusing...
Because we all know other stories, too, that
I'm... Your time on the clock.
That's what you call it?
Yeah, like, why couldn't you wait a half hour till the meeting was over? Like, that could be...
By the way, Mike Anderson is on the floor. He's dying.
He's just waiting.
Yeah, I thought that's what the main problem was. It wasn't... I mean, look, most people do that kind of stuff, okay? They just don't do it during work. So there was a meeting, and they were all working on something, and then they all broke off to go work on separate things, and he decided to use that work time to have some, you know, working on himself time. So that was the issue, was that he was doing that during work. Yeah, it wasn't the fact that he was doing it.
Why couldn't you wait? I don't get it.
The other thing was, like, if you did know that people were watching you, then we have a huge problem because you've just abused the people you work with. Yeah. Right. So
I really think they should have just brought him. If you want to bring him back, just bring him back. Why does he have to do this big interview about it? Everybody knows. Yeah. Like, what kind of declaration are you going to make during this? Like, that whole thing was super awkward. And I felt bad for her, too. Like, she's the one who had to ask him these questions. Like, ew.
Allison Camerota.
Like, no thanks. Yeah, that's an interview I could do without.
Had to spank him like a monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what do you think is going to... kind of like the mask story. Like, what was the end game there? Like, are we all supposed to walk away from the Jeffrey Toobin confession? Like, carry on then, Jeffrey.
Tell me about the Supreme Court, Jeffrey.
Yeah, like, they didn't have to explain anything to anybody if they wanted to bring him back. Just bring him back, because maybe some people didn't know about it if they lived under a rock. Otherwise, you're just bringing it back up, and now that's all I think about when I look at your face.
Here's my other question. Is he so indispensable to the organization that you had to bring him back and let him be on TV again?
Yeah, could you not pick another legal analyst?
Yeah.
He was in this building, like, it was right before the pandemic, like, not too long ago. Do you guys remember that?
No.
Yeah,
because I saw him. I was a big fan of him during the OJ trial and his book afterwards that he wrote. So I talked to him in the lobby. That was, like, right before. It was probably me.
Wow.
I probably sent him off.
Wow!
Let me tell you something, Trish.
Holy cow!
I had that joke.
I was going to say it on the break.
But even I couldn't go there. You couldn't say the word, but you can say, I'm probably at fault here. It was probably me.
I was probably the inspiration.
No, we got it!
Yeah, that's different because nobody...
So I don't want to say it, but he was M-ing during a meeting.
I don't like that word.
But it was probably because of me. Let's face it.
Well, something about that
there
word.
There was crackling
is
chemistry between the
two
of us.
Like, I'm, you know, haven't said anything naughty at all in 10 years on the radio.
You're just getting it all
Not
out?
Not even borderline. Yeah, can we just have a segment where I just say
I think you broke the seal.
Oh, my gosh.
Mike, it was nice working with you. I'm sure we won't see you here tomorrow. Well, I have another 45 seconds left before this live, and I don't know what to even talk about.
I brought everything to a screeching halt.
Well,
I
Jeffrey
apologize.
Toobin, he's back at CNN, and don't worry, he did address the reason for his absence so we can all sleep easy tonight.
And he's volunteering at a food bank, so the world is a better place.
What if he'd have name dropped you?
He says, I am trying to become the kind of person that people can trust again.
Which, again, it doesn't make you untrustworthy. It just makes you a weirdo.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah. It's not like you can't handle people's money or something.
Right.
Wait, you're that guy.
You did the wrong thing. You probably shouldn't work there anymore because if you did it in the office and got caught, people would be like, please go home. But since it was a weird time and since it was only on Zoom or whatever, they're just trying to work around it. And now it's like, you're doing too much. You've clearly made the decision that you want to keep him there. Just keep him there.
Every
you don't have
it.
To try to
Everyone
justify
it.
Yeah.
Either agree or don't.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.